It may take up to 70 years to clear landmines from the territory of Ukraine completely, taking into account the scale of pollution and the availability of resources in Kyiv. To solve this problem as soon as possible, we need strong support from international partners, financial, technological, organizational. To synchronize and coordinate the efforts to clear the territories, it is necessary to create an analog of the Defense Ramstein format, First Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Economy Yulia Severidenko said during a meeting with Heather McPherson, Member of Parliament of Canada. According to Ole Bindar, Head of Explosive Ordnance Disposal and Humanitarian Demining Directorate of the Emergency Response Department of the State Emergency Service of Ukraine, almost half of Ukraine's territory has been contaminated with landmines and explosive objects as a result of Russia's full-scale invasion. Currently, the potentially dangerous territory has been reduced from 300,000 square kilometers to 185,000 square kilometers. However, the situation is complicated by the constant shelling of territories in the directions of Donetsk, Dnipropetrovsk, Zaporizhia, Kharkiv, Odessa, Sumy, and Mykolaiv regions. It is reported that the pollution of Ukraine's rivers, water bodies, reservoirs, coastal waters of the Sea of Azov and the Black Sea, hydrotechnical structures, and seaports is also a significant problem. About 16,000 square kilometers of water areas in Ukraine are potentially contaminated with explosive objects. In total, since the 24th of February 2022, 192,230 explosive objects, including 2,106 aerial bombs, have been identified, removed, and disposed of. A total of 48,630 hectares of agricultural land in the deoccupied territories of Ukraine were inspected. Bohdan Marushiak,